Max Vollen, another solid day for you. I guess let's talk about the first moto first. You were kind of all alone out of the top three, and you're like, ah, those guys were getting away. But at some point, I mean, it's harder to keep that intensity up, I would guess.
Yeah, it's hard to not have a toe off someone. Always when you're behind someone, you're pressuring a little bit, they can make some mistakes, and you can just get those little inches here and there, and also you can just toe in with the pace. So first moto, I felt like I honestly didn't ride as good as I did second moto. Result was better the first moto, though, just off of my position that I had.
Yeah, I think you just broke away a little bit,
yeah,
right?
I guys made mistakes, crashed first few laps. I got into fourth early and put some good laps in and kind of just rode there. And then Joe was, of course, coming late like he always does and got me. Happy with P5 that moto. Second moto, almost got the whole shot. I came into the first corner first. I just blew a little wide, which was...
I think I tweeted that Vollen got it. Or I might have, like... I think I tweeted that you got it, and then yeah, you blew it. So.
Yeah, it same thing kind of what Tony did first moto. Yeah, you come in first, and yeah, I was just leaving it on in that thing, and I came out still like fourth, which was good. I felt like I was riding a lot better the second moto. We made some bike changes back to while I was running in practice, which was good. Also, P1 in the first qualifying, and fifth overall, which is best qualifying all year. So definitely some positives today. I just made some mistakes in that second moto, and the pace was scorching fast that second
moto. It was gnarly, dude. You were caught up in this vortex of guys, and it was gnarly.
Yeah, I had some lappers go down. I missed a big triple step up one lap, and yeah, just made some dumb mistakes, really. Honestly, the lines that I had kind of went away, and I needed to switch them sooner. I started losing some time just for four laps there towards the end. I just needed to really pick that up and figure that out sooner. So that's the only negative. Great qualifying, great starts that I worked on from last weekend. Cause start sucked last weekend. So, yeah, I feel like I can get to that top four, top three spot. I just need to put it together.
I feel like you're close to a podium. It's there. It's a little bit... It's there.
It's tough right now with the class. And all the guys are so close right now. And, of course, the Lawrences are good. And Joe's riding really good. And... yeah, it's just everyone was really going fast at second moto, I had to say.
You like this place?
Last year I struggled here with the heat, but I've been back and forth a lot, and I really liked it. I feel like it's one of the best tracks of the year with line choice options and different line choices, really. Good roughness, kind of slow, some really slow spots today. Feels like you're going 2 miles an hour, but yeah, I like that more than the high-speed stuff.
I feel like you're never straight on this track, right? I feel like you're never like straight up and down just going forward.
Yeah, well, there's never a corner that's flat either. Everything's off an angle or banked weird. So, yeah, that's good, though. I think the technical ability of this track really brings out the technical riders here. Just definitely not just wide open flat. There's some, like, the turning rollers and the off-cameras are just tough.
Thanks, man. Good job.
Thank you.